Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've done a lot of videos where I talk about police and whether or not the police know the laws, the very laws they are supposed to enforce. Robert sent me notes and said, Steve, check this story out about cops who don't know the law, and they're not in America. I said, oh, that's interesting. That's a change of pace. So from Yahoo.com, and I admit this is not the biggest story in the world, but it illustrates the point. DJ blasts tunes outside Buckingham Palace, outsmarting officers who try to convince him he is breaking the law. So a DJ got into a row with police officers after setting up his decks and blasting tunes outside Buckingham Palace. I've been there before. Big place. Big place. Zach Sabri, who goes by the stage name S-U-A-T, I'm not sure if that's an acronym, if those are initials, if that's his name, I have no clue. He transforms into a walking nightclub, and he travels around and he films it, as you might imagine, for social media. While out entertaining tourists visiting Buckingham Palace, the music man got a ticking off from police officers. Now, he's 25 years old. He said there were five or six police officers who suggested he should stop his live set because he was breaking the law. Now, he captured this all on film, so there's that. But he claims that he asked them specifically, why? What law am I breaking? And he said they had no good answer for him. So he had just finished a three-hour live-streamed sightseeing tour of London and had made Buckingham Palace his final destination, which is not a bad place to end it. But unfortunately, he never got to recite the facts he memorized because officers told him he was breaching park regulations. Now, he said, well, what's the specific regulation? What's the park regulation I'm breaching? To which one officer admitted, I don't know off the top of my head. Now, here's the thing. That statement, being quite honest, I don't know off the top of my head, could mean one of two things. Either he's got no clue at all, or he simply doesn't know the name of the statute or the citation for the statute or something like that. But, you know, here's the thing. Quite often they've got a catch-all. They can say something like, oh, well, you know, disturbing the peace, right? Some kind of noise ordinance. The man's playing music. They can say, well, your music is disturbing others. They could say these things, but they didn't. Then a second police officer claimed the reason he needs to leave is because he was in a restricted area. The old restricted area. But he then asked, well, what am I not allowed to do in this restricted area? In other words, is the area something I can go into, but I'm restricted in what I can do there? Or are people restricted altogether because it doesn't seem like either of you know what the law is? So either it's amplified equipment or it's filming on a phone, in which case all these people need to go as well. So what is the law? And so, no question, people standing around Buckingham Palace gawk and take pictures with their cell phones. That's what they're doing. So clearly that can't be the restriction. Not all of them are wearing amplifying equipment and kicking out the tunes. So he said the argument lasted about 15 minutes. And at one point there were five or six police officers, but none of them could come up with a specific statute, rule, law, regulation, ordinance, code, or otherwise that said that he couldn't do something that he was doing that other people weren't also doing. He said, I am very familiar with the laws around amplified equipment and filming in public. I was about to reel off facts I'd memorized about Buckingham Palace, but I didn't actually get to say any of them. The video is posted on TikTok and has racked up something like 21 million views. So there you go. The DJ, who's outside of Buckingham Palace, he's a walking party apparently, did the walking tour of London for a couple hours, ended it right at the palace. Like I said, a great place to end a tour. I believe the London Marathon ends not far from there. And I believe that one of the last turns is right in front of the palace. I've watched it on TV many times, but I've not run it yet myself. But of course, the story starts with the sentence, a DJ got into a row with police officers. A couple days ago, I did a video where I used this same word and I mispronounced it. I even said, I think I may have mispronounced that or something to that effect. Because R-O-W in American English is simply row, like a row of something or you row a boat. However, England, they often say row to indicate a kind of a fight or argument or something like that. And I knew that. I knew that the word had a different meaning. I couldn't remember if it had different pronunciation. And I shot the video quite early in the morning, so I'll let you know that. and I hadn't caught the fact because the word was in the title of the article. And I read the article, but I hadn't caught that in the title. And so the only thing I could remember ever having heard someone use that where I remembered it was from The Simpsons. And there's an episode of The Simpsons called Missionary Impossible where Bart and Homer are discussing their favorite British television shows they watch on PBS. And there's one they watch, and there actually there's several they watch. I believe one's called Shut Your Gob. I could be wrong about the title. But in it, Homer mentions the fact that they're often having a row with a wanker when they're not having a go with a bird. And I wasn't sure if the row with a wanker was the correct pronunciation of that word or if Homer was saying it in an odd way to be funny. So I knew that I probably couldn't necessarily depend on Homer Simpson's pronunciation of it, but apparently he had it right that time, for which I'll now say, okay, cool. Good to know. So, by the way, if you are not a Simpsons fan, that is one of the better episodes. If you are a Simpsons fan, you would know that. But Missionary Impossible has many great moments. I'm not licking toads, but a row with a wanker when you're not having to go with a bird. So, there you go. DJ blasts tunes outside Buckingham Palace, outsmarting officers who tried to convince him he is breaking the law, from Yahoo.com. Because the DJ got into a row in front of Buckingham Palace. Robert, thanks for sending it, as always. Well, you know, I should probably mention, I had several people send me comments about the pronunciation of the word row. One person sent me a note that just said, it's row, R-A-U, and they used the A and the U from IPA, the phonetic alphabet. And I recognize that because I've taken linguistics. And so I recognized that the guy was saying it's row, which is fine. I also got several manifestos about how to pronounce it. I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of words with citations and stories and anecdotes and no indentations or paragraph breaks. A couple of those. And here's the thing. I do try to pronounce words correctly. Once in a while, people will pick on me about minor little things. That's fine. Once in a while, there are words that might have more than one pronunciation. We've talked about that before. But also, there are accepted pronunciations of words. And of course, there are regional dialects and there's accents and things like that. But the point is that row with a long O and row with that sound are clearly two different, distinctly different pronunciations. You can simply say, Steve, it's row, like the one guy did. And I go, oh, okay. And I double check that. Sure enough, it is. The 5,000 word dissertation on the pronunciation of row versus row, I'm not going to argue with you if you're right. Just say it's row. If nothing else, you'd say 4,998 characters, which will die in vain. Because I don't read these long things that I get where people are saying, here's why you're wrong and how wrong you are. And by the way, look how wrong you really are. And seriously, look how wrong you are. No, this ain't the hill I'm going to die on because I admit it. It's row. Okay. Now someone's going to get mad at me and say I mispronounced Buckingham Palace. So there you go, Robert. Thanks for sending it. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. As a computer, I find your faith in technology amusing.